Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June, you're in your bathrobe.
I am. No. My bathrobe. I'm frazzled as could be. I am. What is her name from Magic School Bus? Miss Frazzle?
Yeah, Miss Frizzle. Yeah. Miss Frazzle. I love
Miss Frizzle. That's who I am right now. I've been shot out of a cannon this morning. I feel crazy. Oh my gosh, Jessica. And I know it seems like I know to you, to Cody, to Jordan, it does seem like I just woke up.
No, but of course you've been up for 4 hours. I understand.
I really didn't just wake up. I've been up for like since 6 a.m. I did have a phone call that I was on at 7:30. I thought we were recording at 9. I was still on a call and I saw a text from Cody saying, we're here. And that was at like 8:40. And that really threw my game off.
But listen, I'm smiling ear to ear. Like if you know how a clam, you know how a clam is like all smile? That's what I am. Ear to ear. Because anytime you or Lennon get anything wrong, it makes me feel so good.
I know it does. And I wish that wasn't the case, but I also understand, you know, it's like, I think I told you about like when my therapist used to mess up.
Yes.
You know, and it only happened, I was with her for over a decade. Like sure. It happened maybe 3 times, you know, and I loved seeing it.
Oh, I love seeing it. I love it. It just makes me feel less alone. That's all.
I get it, you know, and I don't know what to say for myself. Like it's a Monday morning when we're recording this Deep Divers. And it's not a great start to the day, you know, or the week.
It can only get better.
But I'm also like, it is what it is. And you know, sometimes I feel like that with my trigger warning eating. But like, if I let loose early in the morning in terms of like eating poorly, it's like, boy, is the whole day shot.
Yeah, well, that's my mentality. If I mess up once, I might as well just like
might as well scrap the house whole up. Thing.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
we'll scrap the whole thing.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Well, I'm happy
here.
To be here, and I am now here. I'm not
we're
fully,
here,
but I'm.
No.
I will be
and
arriving.
You know what? Ease your way into this podcast. Ease your way in.
Thank you for that permission, because I'm not fully here yet. Like I'm still on the crazy ride. You know, run down to my computer. And just so you know, what also took me a long time was that my computer mouse was not connecting to the monitor. And I was frantically trying to get it to connect.
Welcome to my world, June. Do you know? And, you know, Jordan, right before we hopped on, our engineer Jordan, who has her skin is like Nicole Kidman in Cold Mountain. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that thing where she and Renee Zellweger lived in that mountain together in that cabin? And I remember I was sitting in a theater in New York, and you know how people used to talk back to the screens in New York?
Yeah.
And voice their opinions of the actors or the plots or whatever it was. And there was an old couple behind us, and anytime Nicole Kidman would come on, I would just hear peaches and cream. Peaches and cream. Because that's what her skin was like.
It is like peaches and cream. And she Jordan's was like, got that too.
Jordan has that. Anyway, but Jordan in the 15 minutes that we were waiting for you, God, Jordan said, you know, I have to give you a compliment, Jessica. And I thought, wow. This is why the early people get the worm. You know, this is my worm and I'm going to savor it. And she said, you know, a lot of people been talking a lot of stuff about you and technology, but I have been very impressed. And I said, well, Jordan, I appreciate that. Thank you. I said, you actually did come on board after my pandemic, like, frenzy, where I realized it doesn't feel good to always be late, a day late and a dollar short. I said, yeah. So you have been watching me emerge as a person who is on time. And I appreciate you saying that it's been working.
Wow, that must have felt great. And you felt know what? Great. I think there's an interesting sort of like transference that might be going on, which is I feel like maybe there's a part of me that in the last episode since we started has been like priming you to get to where you are.
Yes.
So that I can be free.
Yes. Yes, that's know. Right. Because don't you want to take a break and be the one who shows up late sometimes?
Yeah. And it's like, I do think that I have more faith now because we've had so many conversations and, you know, I expressed to you, we got to do better. We got to, and I've really put maybe a lot of my own self-talk I've given to you.
Yes, I am your Frankenstein.
Yes. And now I'm like, I'm free as a bird to be a hot mess over here. So that's really interesting.
That is what makes a good friendship is the yin and the yang. I mean,
yes.
It just is. That's why all of my friends are organized and together, like you and Lennon, yes. And my best friend Brandy, my best friend Kristen. You look for
you
what
call
you
call in the energy yes. you need. And deeply appreciate, I mean, we've talked about this before, but I deeply appreciate seeing women in mess.
Yes.
I am drawn to like the mess of womanhood, the mess of motherhood, the mess of like messy women, you know? And I say mess meaning not just like actual like mess, although that yes. too, but also just like willing to live out loud, willing to sort of put out their vulnerabilities and authentic feelings and like just living out loud. Like I'm so drawn to that because I think it's hard for me to do that because I've been so, you know, I'm so primed or I'm so used to being together.
And that's so interesting because it's harder for me to put myself forward as someone who's together because I'm afraid somebody is going to think, well, who does she think she is? So I, you know, Susie Nakamura, who is on Avenue 5, she plays Iris on the show and she is one of the funniest. She's old school Second City. She's just old school. And she always has 1,000 tiny bags with different accoutrements in her
interesting.
Bag. And
I want to talk about that, like women who have bags within bags.
Bags within bags is a
personality. It's a culture.
Yes, they always have a Band-Aid. They always have you might have a button pop off and she's got a needle and thread. Like, I don't know what's in those bags, but God bless.
Listen, yes. A woman who has a small bag of tampons and maybe panty liners within other bags.
That are scented that like in a pinch you could put behind your ear as like an eau de perfume. Yes. Like
that is a personality and that's a goal.
I want to get back to what Susie called me, but you know who is like that by nature? Our makeup artists.
Of course.
They always have the little bags, the clear bags. They always have the little tin of mints, you know. And my makeup artist here in LA, in London, she sets up a scene. In fact, I'm going to post it. She puts hanging plants, a diffuser, and all of these beautiful things. She said, this is my home. This is my home. I'm here 12 hours a day. Let's hope Yahtzee takes that down a peg. But she's like, and I want this to be pleasing to myself and to the people here. You're welcome to my home.
Wow.
And that has really, I'm like, oh, wow. Like wherever you go, you can bring
set
beauty.
Up your things.
You can set up your things. That's like people who travel with their own silk pillowcase. People who say in travel magazines that when the first thing they do is light a candle when they get to their hotel room. I'm like, ooh, I like these people. You know,
I do too.
Didn't Matt McConkey say he unpacks and puts it into the actual drawers of the hotel room?
He does. And Matt does something else, which maybe we talked about on his podcast. I can't remember, where before he goes to bed and really immediately upon waking up, he drinks like basically a gallon of water.
Oh, that's why his skin is so good.
Yeah. But he does those sort of caretaking things of like, this is what I need. I need my water bottle. I need my things. And I'm so used to just falling asleep willy-nilly, you know, without the rituals to rely on.
And yet we give them to our children.
Yes. And then we forget them.
And then we
forget a bedtime ritual.
I'm falling asleep. First of all, I'm doing a lot of Pinteresting for you guys.
Here's that word again.
Okay. I was doing it till midnight because I knew you were going to get your peepers on it today. But I will just say Susie Nakamura calls me beautiful crisis. Because the way I come out to the van, and again, we don't get to share one anymore because of COVID, but was like a hot
van,
thing.
I feel like you do great van work too.
Oh, my hair's always sopping wet. And I'm like, guys! And then she's like, hold on. Let me hold your coffee. Why are you bringing a full like stainless steel pot of oats into this van? But I think that it makes Susie feel good to be able to.
Of course it does. But you said something interesting too, which is like, I also think there's something that I'm trying to practice, which is being honest about sharing like all the joys and ease of life.
Yes.
And, you know, and like,
yes,
not having to always present in trauma and crisis, which I am presenting that way at this current moment. But like, you know, there are times where we can absolutely share with our girlfriends. And I think sometimes it's actually harder to share that.
Yes. Because we bond over the period stain we left on somebody's couch and not like, I did something really good today. You know, I'm really proud of myself because I did this thing. Or even posting a selfie of yourself, which I tried to I did on my birthday because I just thought, God, I'm looking fresh. You know, what would you do? And I thought, every time I do that, I feel bad. Like, who do I think I am? I think about deleting it. I really do.
Whoa, I'm
like,
Jess.
I feel like I have to make a joke about it. Yeah. Because I'm like, I don't want anyone to think I think I'm some great shakes, you know? And again, I really, truly don't know where your confidence came from, because the Irish Catholic way is to be like, don't you think you're something special, because you're not. And even though you are, like your parents think you are secretly, but don't say it. You know what I mean? Don't say it. Like, well, I don't know where you got it from, but
I think some of it is my Leo moon. I have to be honest.
Of course.
You know, so some of it's in the stars, but also I'm learning a lot more now from watching Gus, because I wanted to tell you this.
Yeah.
In his class, they vote on president and vice president every week. Or I'm sorry,
every
month.
Every month.
I'm so sorry. Every month.
New president.
So someone's a new president, right? And so now we're 2 months out, and there was a vote. There was a vote call this past Friday, and he came home and he said, "Well, I'm not president." And I said, "Okay." He goes, "But I voted for myself again."
Oh, I love that.
And
God,
I said,
I love that.
"Yeah,
you God, did. I'm gonna start crying. I love that." Wow,
like,
I really feel like.
I'm like
Why am I crying over this?
I am too. It was so beautiful.
Jude, you're doing such a good job.
Why are you such a good mom? I'm not.
Maybe
I am. No, I guess I am. I am doing a good job. Fuck, I'll vote for myself. It was so powerful. It was so powerful. And I was like, I'm so proud of you. He's like, well, but I didn't get it. No one else voted for me. And I said, first of all, you guys are campaigning earlier, and like, let's get the word out.
Okay?
Like, I feel like all of the energy is like day of.
That's a day one thing. That is October 1st. We got to get out and start pressing the pledge.
But yeah. I'm like, so that's like over
something
here.
We'll
work on that later. But I said, fuck, I'm so proud of you that you voted for yourself.
Oh my God, I'm gonna die. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I know, isn't it?
And if you can protect that, and again,
at all costs.
life is going to you know, hit you from this side and this side. But as somebody said to Jason Mantzoukas and I, when we first started, when we came out to LA and I was sleeping in a trundle bed and next to him on the floor, some guy said, you know, we said something like, God, how do you make it in this business? Because we just feel like it's just rejection after rejection. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, the only difference between the people who succeed and the people who fail are that the people who succeed just kept getting back up when they got knocked down. That's it. That's the end of the story. Just keep getting back up.
Just keep bending. Yes, resilience. And also, like, I think that the thing that I'm most inspired by with Gus is, and when we talk about, like, confidence and, you know, being able to share, like, what our gifts and be mm-hmm. honest about them and, you know, stand in the truth of, like, how incredible we are is, I was just like, oh, that's such a, if you can value your home, aside from me, aside from
that's right,
your home within yourself.
But
and that, also, like, yeah, what I heard in that moment from him was not, even though I did tell him to campaign earlier, was not like, I deserve that's this because I'm the best athlete, because I'm one of the smartest kids in the class, because I'll do this. It was like, I deserve this because I'm me without any credentials. I am actually just enough.
Oh my God. That is just stunning.
Yeah. So, you know, I know we talk a lot about, like, oh, are we the dry run moms? Are we messy moms? Whatever. Like, we're really great moms, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Oh, God. Yeah. We are. And so, by the way, are every single person listening to this.
Yeah.
Whether you're a mom of a dog or a cat mm-hmm. or a bird or a person, like, you guys care so much. That's what I keep getting from all the messages we read.
It's overwhelming.
It's just how much everybody cares, not just about their own lives, but, like, writing to us. Hey, I was thinking about you and Bibi and homework. I'm a teacher. Just so you know, the research says homework sucks and doesn't work. Hey, check out this book. Check out this link. Check out this face oil. I'm like, I fucking love these people so much.
I know.
A lot of people, too, wrote a lot of support about Pinterest and that you...
Okay. I got a lot of that feedback, too.
A lot of blowback about that. They've never been off of it, or they're so happy to be back on it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they've always been a fan and they've checked out the boards. So I'd really like to, if we could move from that wonderful moment where we were both very bonded and bring you to Pinterest, which I know you haven't even logged into yet.
Yes. And I knew that transition was going to be
rough.
You know, and
Jonathan
that it
Swift.
Wasn't going to be a yes. smooth ride, you know, that it was going to be a real gear shift. And it was. So I just was reading these beautiful DMs. Wow. Okay, so I'm heading on, and I do want to say I did get a lot of feedback. I didn't share everything with you, Jess, but I got a lot of feedback from deep divers on my DMs. Of course, I don't respond to them, saying, you know, you're wrong about Pinterest. It is still used. It's better than ever. Like, we're still on it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
don't
we're here. We're queer, get used,
get used to
us. Okay.
Right.
And uh-huh. I was like, okay. And then I asked Paul, because Paul is on the cutting edge of, you know, technology.
He was Twitch before Twitch was Twitch. By the way, did you know that Paul shared on How Did This Get Made that on we were talking about our Washington, D.C. eighth grade trip, that he downloaded, or not downloaded, but paid for a pay-per-view Beverly Hills Cop 2 and then charged his classmates $5 a head to watch it in his room.
Well,
until
sure
it got shut down, and he kept all the money. He kept all the money. So they talk about a guy who's voting for himself. Jesus.
One of the sweetest things about Paul that it just like warms my heart is that he was like so obsessed with comedies and movies that he would record like on a tape recorder, but then a tape recorder too, and just listen to the movies. So cute. I can't even deal with it. Okay, so Paul, but you might be surprised to hear this. I said to Paul, like, oh my God, like Jessica's like all up on Pinterest. Like I have to go on Pinterest page. She wants like my Pinterest recommendations. And I'm like, you know, and Pinterest is basically my space. And he goes, no, it's not.
Oh, God bless. I didn't know your own husband was going to turn on you.
Okay. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I pin, like everybody pins. And I go, nobody pins anymore. So I, you know, I may be standing corrected.
He, him, pins. Yes.
So Jessica, so right now I am heading onto www.pinterest.com. And now I'm going to head over to, what do I search for? The deep dive?
The deep dive. Yeah, it's all one word. Okay. The deep dive. And you'll see it's our two faces.
Found it. Mm-hmm. 1.3 thousand followers?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. We in business,
wow.
Baby. We okay, in business. So okay,
we so are now, up and running.
So now you see all of our boards.
All pins.
No, don't look at all pins. We want to see.
Don't look at all pins. Okay.
No. So we're going to see all of our different boards that we can pin to. Words to live by. These are inspirational quotes. Little
wow,
nuggets
Jessica.
That pop up. Now, TJ Maxx Hall of Fame is something that does not have any pins yet. That is something, it's a call to action. I would like deep divers to send me, DM me pictures of your TJ Maxx finds, and I will select the ones worthy enough to be put into the TJ Maxx Hall of Fame. I will also put, I will, for those Target lovers in there, you can send me Target as well. I'll throw that in there. Marshalls, of course. Home Goods, of course. Parenting, okay? A little bit of some quotes. Fellow deep diver recommendations are things I haven't tried yet, but if you DM me and you say, hey, here's a cream that I love, I'm going to put it on that page. Do know that I have not tried those yet, okay?
Okay.
Deep Dive Book Club. Every book we recommend.
I'm so excited about this book club.
Except I got to put your book on there because I didn't get on there yet. Okay. J&J Style. This I haven't pinned much to, but these are clothes that would work on both of us. Okay.
So I'm just seeing one right now. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I haven't done, I'm really going to get into these. I just wanted to get it up and running.
Great.
Makeup is all of my makeup recommendations. Would love to throw yours on there. Now that's not your eye. That's not your eye makeup. There's a special board for that. But this is like your foundations. You know, just as recently as last week, I got some recommendations on set for different products. So I've been putting those on there. Hair goals. Of course, this is my hair stuff. Would love you to pin yours.
Okay.
If you can't tone it, tan it. These are all of my tanning essentials. This is a board called Parisian Chic, which is all of course, the, you know, things every French woman should own. Eyes of a Husky. That's on you. Okay.
This is where I'm going to be putting your
eye makeup routine.
Okay.
If you feel comfortable to release those nuclear secrets.
I mean, I don't mean to like gatekeep, but you know, it's first of all, I'm going to say something about it. Well, okay. I want to back up for a second. Jessica, okay. Your transformation is complete. Like the transformation is complete. Okay.
Thank you.
Really quite something.
More than you expected.
I expected like one photo up here.
No.
You know, I am really, really impressed. And I am really stunned by how many followers we have.
I am too. And I'm going to, believe me, this is just the tip of the iceberg, ladies. Like, I'm on set and I don't have many lines. So I'm going to be pinning up a storm. We also do have a board, June Goes Platinum. And if you guys send me ideas, I will pin them. Okay. If you send me ideas or whatever.
These.
I wish you could figure out a way you guys can send. I'm sure I can figure out a way you guys can send me actual pins that I can then.
That's, yeah, I was just saying. So how do I, like, let's say right now I want to put something on Eyes of a Husky.
I have to make sure, we'll go with Cody. You have to be a part of this board, which I believe you
okay,
are.
Okay, so I'll need my
you'll
own
be
sign
able
in.
To.
Okay,
yeah, but
great,
we'll figure that out with Cody. But yeah.
Gotcha.
And then Trash Bag Life is just our tips and tricks. Like, these are the blackout shades that were shared with us. So those are going to be things that's a more of a miscellaneous. Okay.
Gotcha. And all the gifts. I love this. God,
all the gifts will be great. But I need a lot of this. I really do need your input, you know, because obviously I'm not necessarily up on heirloom items as you are. So I want
Yeah.
And it's so simple. You just search Chanel purse and then you see 4,000 links to
this is just
purses
wonderful.
You can buy, you know? Okay. So
this
please head on over there.
Us.
We're going to keep putting. So that's a nice thing, too. It's like if we mention a book or a podcast or something, I'll just throw it up on the board. You don't have to take a note. You know what I mean?
This is just wonderful.
Thank you.
I stand corrected. I wow. stand inspired. I mean, this is a this is a marketplace. This is a curation. This is really, I mean, I'm learning things, you know, right
now. You're
going
to love it. The thing is,
yeah.
You are going to love it because, again, you don't have to action any of these items because a lot of those links, like, I don't know, do they even work? But you're like, oh, I'm thinking about, like, I want to get involved in a haircut. And then you're just like, you're just pulling all these things. You bring that to a hairdresser. You're like, I like this, this, and this. Give me that.
And it's interesting
because
like a lot
a collage.
Of times, yes, a lot of times what I will do is if I'm getting my makeup done or doing, you know, someone says something, I'll take a picture of it. But
yeah.
then that photo disappears amidst That's, like a million other photos. So this is such a great, well, I guess, board, you know?
Yes.
I guess a Pinterest board. Because now
yes.
I'm like, wow, this is a brilliant idea, Pinterest. The only thing I'm worried about is posting, you know, as I've always said, I don't want to be accessible. I want to be aspirational,
and
you
I
know?
Mean,
and
it.
So you're going to see some items on here and you're going to ask some questions about my finances. And I just don't want to be called to task. You know,
Here's
that's
the
only thing I'm worried about.
I will say that there have been a couple of people on our Apple reviews, which I shouldn't be reading, although sometimes I just love to hear how much people are responding. But who have said some things, you know, really about how loud my voice is and that I cut you off too much, which I have always wanting to check in with you. Like, if you ever feel like I'm cutting you off, like, you let me know and tell me to shut the fuck up. They're like,
okay.
I just think they think that your voice is so melodious, which it is, that something about me just screaming into the microphone was bothering them. But I remember writing, texting to you late at night and saying, like, oh, my God, June, like, do I talk too much? Like, and you said, you know, anytime somebody has something negative to say about me, I use it as an opportunity to practice self-love. And I wanted you just to expand on that, not just for the deep divers, but for me. What does that mean to you?
Well, okay, first of all, I remember, I hope she's okay with me sharing it, and I will check in about this, but I remember Rebecca Romaine, who's raising two twin girls, telling me, because we worked together once, that she doesn't do any searching for online, like, anything about herself.
Mm.
Because she didn't want her kids to see her, like, give that power over to someone else, and especially Ooh. Her daughters.
Wow.
And so that I thought was interesting.
Well, that's an amazing, yes, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah. But I guess what I meant by that is using it as an opportunity to turn that energy, to call on your vote for yourself and to call on that feeling of like, oh, but I know I'm enough. And I know I'm a child of God, and I know I'm my parents' daughter, and I know that just who I am, you know, is enough. And using that, the negative feedback that's coming from the outside to actually raise up and turn up the volume on your voice that tells you, that protects yourself and says, you are enough. You know your intentions. You may not be perfect, but you are absolutely perfect as you are in that, you know, in that mess. That we are all balls of light, truly, and that you are. And so I I'm not saying this is easy, but I do think it's an opportunity when negative feedback comes in, especially around the level of your voice, to say I'm going to use this to strengthen my own inner voice and how I speak to myself.
Wow. Yeah, because what would you tell Gus or BB or Sam if they came and they said, somebody at school said this about my voice?
Absolutely.
You'd say, oh, no, you're perfect, just the way you are. And this is your opportunity to love yourself a little more. And in fact, I did share, forget what happened to BB in school, but something that upset her. And I said, you know what Aunt June said? And I know you don't think that people who are not your aunts should not be called their aunts, but
I love hearing it, actually.
Yeah, she said, well, you know what
Aunt June... nice to hear.
Aunt June taught me this because somebody said... I told her, I said, somebody said that I interrupted too much. And she goes, you do. And I said, okay, we'll put that aside for now. But yeah, she said, this is a chance for us to... when somebody doesn't like you or says that to you, you can say, let me remind myself how much I love myself. That's a good opportunity, a good reminder. And you can say to yourself in your head, thank you so much for reminding me to love myself a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really, as we're talking about it today, and I do think that concept of self-love, it's very, it's not just platitudes and I don't know. And you go girls, it's really such a deep inner conversation and acceptance and honoring of your first and last home, you know? And
Jesus,
first,
dude, you woke up, you woke up late, but you have arrived.
But also right on time. I'm now here. I'm now here.
Jesus, are you on the top of a mountain and we're just listening to this? Because you're really mainlining some truths into me today.
But it's God, I mean, can you imagine, can we even imagine what our world would look like, how we would organize ourselves, what capitalism would look like, if we really, because to me, when we do that, when we are able to say, I'm enough, I'm a child of God, I'm a perfect part of the universe as I am in my vessel, then we can also do that for others.
Yeah.
We can be focused on community in a different way. So I actually think that it is so very important to, return that return to self, to our child, our inner child. And really, it's what's so powerful about parenting and even taking care of pets who are nonverbal or taking care of elderly people who can't necessarily produce in the world.
Yeah.
What do we get to learn about, how intrinsically valuable we all are, just without anything else, how absolutely valuable each and every one of us is.
Yeah. And that's I guess I'd heard it so many times, but it didn't quite sink in. But when you say to a child, I don't like the behavior right now that's going on, but I love you and I will never, ever, ever do anything other than love you, who you are, that your actions are separate from the core of who you are.
Yes. And that's so powerful to teach a child to also love themselves and to be able to love and appreciate themselves. Because it is a relationship. It is a full-on relationship.
Yes.
That inner dialogue, the voice, the self-criticism, the self-doubt, the, self-flagellation of why did you do that? Why did you say that? You're not enough. You don't have it together. That is so powerful. And to really reverse that and say, like, you are already enough.
Right.
You know, and you're beautiful. You're, and I just think it's in this sort of pop wellness world, it's diluted, you know, mm-hmm. that it's really that the dialogue is like comes down to affirmations in a mirror and whatever. And if that helps you, that's wonderful. But I really do think it is deep, deep work.
It's a practice. It's like a practice in meditation practice. You have to do it. You have to work it in order for it to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love that. Listen, I feel something is afoot with this community we have because everybody
Jess.
So caring. I feel so connected to everybody. It's just bizarre. I never expected this. And I thought we were coming on to recommend creams. I really didn't. Again, did we give a lot of thought to what this podcast was going to be before we pressed record? No.
Never. I mean, the one thing I did want to tell you, it does have to do with this, is like I do feel like I've been very trusting of the universe lately. And that's a big part of the deep dive where it's not that I've, you know, upsetting things have happened or whatever. I have disappointments and work and blah, blah, blah. But I have been like pulling back and more trusting of the universe because of how wonderful, you know, it feels to be open and honest. You know, and have that and feel received. So the other night, I think I told you on one of the last deep dives that I was going to take Gus to a Sparks game at Staples. I did. And as soon as I got out of the car, I was fiddling around with my wallet and we were running late, of course. And we were running towards Staples. And when I got there, I realized I don't have my license.
Oh, God.
Feel like I could go back right now and retrace my steps with Gus and try to find it, but I don't want to. No. And I want to have this experience with him that I've set out to have, and I want him to see women play.
Yes.
And I was like having this moment of like, do I frantically grab him and search the gutters of downtown LA to try to find my license or move forward? And I moved forward, but I had this. And then when we walking back, I did keep my eyes on the ground a little bit to see mm-hmm. what I could see. Mm-hmm. Didn't see it anywhere. And then the next day, you know, I had to call my business manager and say I lost my license. I mean, it's happened before. Don't worry. And he's like, well, we got to restart the process. And you probably feel the DMV. I'm like, okay. But in the back of my head, I thought, it's coming back to me.
I love this. This is the
coming
shit
back to me.
Yes, a diet.
I trusted it. Even though, so I was sent an email from my business manager, like, you have to start filling out all this paperwork to get the license back. We need you to fill it, go to this website. And I was like, yeah. But I didn't do it. And a part of me was just waiting. And then sure enough.
I love this shit.
Sure enough. Yes! My business manager says, someone sent it to us because it's their address and it's returned. And I got this note from a man named Lazaro who said, I found these by Staples Center and he sent it to me, you know, and I'm going to send him something. I'm like, I've been sort of debating what to send him, a note definitely. But then I was like, oh, a coffee bean card, something.
Oh, a little something.
What do you think? Yeah.
Oh, let me think on this. Okay. I love gifts.
Maybe we need a board for just gifts that are
for
like
Lazaro. Gifts for Lazaro. Oh my God, I have something to share too.
Okay.
Something I'm gonna do. I can't wait to do this actually. So my makeup artist, the one who sets up all of these wonderful hanging plants, she said, you know, something I do and I've been doing for years is I like to do secret good things for people. Oh. So and I never tell them. So, for instance, there was a girl in the trailer who had sprained her ankle, broken her leg, something like that. And she was like, what she was going to be making would be like erased by the Uber, you know, because when you're an assistant, you hardly make anything. And so she secretly paid her Ubers for her to get to work. And she said, wow. No one must know. that I did this. She wants to be secret. And she says, and then what happens is, she hopes, is those people go and do a secret thing for somebody. It's like a little secret Santa. So I can't wait to have that. It can even be as simple as paying for the coffee for the person behind you. It's just little, like, what if we did that all day long? Just all day. That. Yeah. So I love that you did that.
Well, I haven't done it yet, you know.
No, but that you're going to do
but
that.
I hope but I to, yeah.
Yeah.
I will. I'm just like sort of debating what to send him or her.
I know. Lazar. I know. And like, yeah, or her. Although I think it's a gentleman. I don't know why. One time I lost my wallet. Well, I've left my wallet on the top of my car as numerous times.
Yes.
And one time
I left my wallet once like on the top of the car over winter and it snowed and iced on there and I didn't find it till like the spring because it thawed out.
It's like when you freeze your credit card to exactly. not use it, you froze your entire wallet. Yeah. And one time my wedding rings were in it, unfortunately, because I was married to Joey McIntyre in some sitcom and I had taken my rings off and put them in my wallet. I don't know why. But again, did I get down on myself? Nope. That day, I marched my fanny down to a store and bought myself a new ring.
Good for you.
So I'm essentially married to myself. But there was one, I guess, wallet that stayed on the car until I hit the 405 and then ricocheted onto the side of it. And somebody, a good Samaritan, stopped, got it, and called me and said, I don't know how they got me, and said, I have your wallet. Let's meet at a 7-Eleven right off the 405. And I said, I cannot believe this is happening. This is so wonderful. Well, just a backstory was I saw a Tyra Banks segment when she had her talk show about how to take a great license photo. And I wish, I've searched for it since. I can't find it. Deep Divers, if anybody can find this. It had so many wonderful tips, what to wear, the color. Wow. How to smile with your eyes. You know, you're not allowed to do a big smile. Yeah. You have to do a smize, which way to angle your body. It's a whole thing. And I took one of the best pictures that has ever been taken of me. And it was my license photo until just recently. They made me switch it. Okay. Well, unfortunately, though, I had begged and pleaded for them not to make me take another one so I could keep this going.
Yeah.
So I would say when this fell off, I was at the 10-year mark. This was, or however long.
Yeah, because they want you to look kind of up to date. Yeah, within
Let's
reason.
Just say it wasn't updated. And I believe that this gentleman was going to ask me on a date until Based I got out of the car. Until I stumbled out of my vehicle and I saw him, because the texts were like, really looking forward to meeting you. Maybe we can grab a coffee or something. Oh, and I was like, I'm just going to have to get this, like, fight this guy off because he's going to want to fuck me right there in this parking lot of a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, don't bend over to tie your shoe.
Yeah,
you will get like, fucked up the butt.
So, you know, I love a pharmacy, a European pharmacy.
Of course.
I try to go in one at least once a day. So I've been wearing my yoga pants a little too much, I guess. And I've gotten a bit of a rash between and betwixt my butt crack.
Oh, no.
Okay. That and I didn't know what was going on. Yes.
Yeah.
So I had to do a little Googling. I let it go for too long. First of all, just hoping it would go away. Just hoping it would go away. And I was like, fuck, I got to do something about this morning. So I Googled it. I did some compare and contrast with photos, figured out what it was. But then in Europe, you can't get most of the actual medicine is behind the counter. Like it's the fucking Nellie Olson's general store. You have to go up, say what your problem is.
That's a lot.
And then they go and they're select the perfect thing. So I said, BB, hold on. We gotta hop in here. I gotta grab some cream. So I go in there and I'm like, hi, and I, of course, I had Googled what in Europe you would put on it, but my phone died. So I didn't have that. So I was like, hi, I need something antifungal. And this guy goes, oh, yeah, this cortisone cream. And I was like, fuck, that's not it. I knew that wasn't it. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. And now the entire store is like ears perked. Okay. Because British people love to listen.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't want to get involved, but they like to
lend an ear.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're lending an ear. So I was like, oh no, I need something to treat it. Treat the affected area. And he's like, is it for your face? And I said, no.
No, sir. Yeah. Opposite.
Where is it? And I said, somewhere hidden. Hidden from view. Gee. He goes, Dad, there's a woman here who has a rash.
Jessica.
Yes, a rash. She needs something to treat it. Is it not the cortisone, Dad? No, it's this. It's this. Like, now they get into it because he should know this. He's working front of house. He's eventually going to inherit the place.
So this is a learning moment for them. It's like a teachable moment. But for you, yeah. Oh, God, Jess. Did you ever, like, disclose where it was hidden?
No.
It was just hidden. I do feel like hidden should be enough.
It's hidden. But when we got out, BB was like, oh, my God. I thought you were going to have to say butt crack. How do you say it? How do you say it's between
it's so
and
funny.
Betwixt
I don't
my
know.
My cheeks, like, I. It's downstairs. It's down.
Yes.
Down, it's a, upstairs, downstairs.
It's a downstairs person. It's below the waist, but above the knees.
It's
yeah.
Below deck.
Oh, my God.
It was.
Well,
outrageous.
By the way, I've actually really struggled with that language because I don't know. What do you call, and have we talked about this? Like, what do you call an anus to a child?
I know. We've been calling it the butthole because it's funny.
I called it butthole, too.
I know. And that's.
And I got in trouble.
By who?
By Paul. But I don't
know
what
to call it. What did he say we have to say? Why can't we say butthole?
I don't know.
I'm not calling a person a butthole. I mean, that isn't.
No,
but you're right.
He was like, that's not like the proper language for it. And I was like, well, I'm not. I don't really want to say anus. You know, I don't know.
I don't
asshole
ever want to say anus.
I don't ever. I won't ever say anus again after this moment. It's like, yeah, it's neighbor. It's in the neighbor category.
I don't.
Let's put a list. Let's do a new board, which is just words we are never going to say.
We're
going
to say. Yeah. One other update, and I know, God, this has been all over the place. This episode, but your suggestion about passing the baton to Dan. For homework.
Oh, I'm very curious about this.
Life-changing. Life-changing.
Oh, yes.
She got a 10 out of 10. It's because she's built much more like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's very patient, first of all. He's the most patient man. And he does not get rattled. And he gives her the assignments. And then she has time to do them. Like she gets to decide. Anyway, I don't care what the fuck's happening because I'm going for a run.
This is wonderful. This is just wonderful.
Game changing that I can lay down the baton because this isn't my area. But you know what I do? I set it all out for them. Here's what has to be done. You know,
great.
Do it and do it at your leisure.
Yeah, so you're sort of like the foreman, the manager.
Exactly.
But you're letting the underlings execute.
Why should I be in part of this? Why should
you don't
I be
have
part
to be.
This?
You don't have to be. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Jess.
Yes. So, yes, that and I deep dove on this woman, Dr. Becky Goodinside is her.
I think I saw her on our boards.
Yes.
She was on the boards, yeah.
Holy moly, is she good. I've now done two of her workshops.
Okay.
Which are pre-recorded. One was on setting boundaries for parents. How not to get to a point where you're feeling rage by making sure you're setting good boundaries in your life. And so that was game changing. I'm doing another one right now on sleep. And then peace and parenting, this woman, Michelle Kenny, I did one, I listened to a bunch of her podcasts about the fact, like, for instance, for homework, like saying, I said to Bibi what she says to do. I said, hey, I get it. You don't want to do it. Let's think about what will happen if you don't do it. And she's like, well, my teacher would probably be pretty upset and I'd feel really embarrassed. And I was like, okay. And then she went and did her homework. It isn't about you don't get this and I'm punishing you and you don't get to watch videos until you get this homework done. It's like, no, Dan lets her watch a little bit before they get down to work. Oh, God, I'm just, my brain is like exploding.
I'm so thrilled to hear this. And it's so funny, like, I feel like we can get in these patterns that are so, that feel, you know, so set in stone. And it's like, oh, we can always try another way.
Yes, we can try another way. And things don't have to be hard. Do you know what I mean? They don't have to be hard.
Right.
And if they are really hard, it's probably because we're not coming at it the right way. Let's shift.
And our own shit's coming up.
Yeah. And I'm doing this continuing, you know, as we were saying, my study, my research, and I love to research.
I love to research
and share what I've learned if other people are too tired to, and I'm not reading any of it. I'm just listening.
Always.
But I'm devouring some of these parenting things because how are we supposed to know? Unless somehow you were raised by like a psychologist who had done their life's work on raising children, like we can't just keep doing what we were raised doing. Not all of it worked. And mm-hmm. so, and also we were kids. We don't even remember what was being done. So let's educate ourselves. All right, deep divers. My husband, Dan O'Brien, will be coming on to read a couple poems from his new collection of poetry called Our Cancers about the year and a half that we were both diagnosed with cancer and kicked its ass. I want to be very clear. This will be the first and last time that a husband will be allowed on this podcast. He has been told he's to read his poems and then skit, scat, skidads right on out of here. Okay. I will not have the headphones on. So whatever happens between Dan and June is out of my control.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
I really apologize for my appearance.
You look fantastic.
I don't want to apologize to a man for how I look in front of all the deep divers, but I'm in a bathrobe, you know. I'm in a bathrobe. And
I can't tell. It has like, does it have epaulets? It looks like it has some kind of style, some evening style.
This is truly like you're seeing me in my my house coat, you know. Well,
can you see what I'm wearing? I've got you like crumbs.
Great. You look ready for the day.
I've got beard dandruff on my shirt.
I'm so excited you're here, Dan. Do you want to dive in?
I would love to. I'm just going to read the first three fairly short poems. It's 101 poem fragments, I guess you could say. So some of them are quite short. And the first three, I think, give you a good introduction to what the collection's all about, even though I think Wonderful. Most people listening already know. So this is from Our Cancer.
Isn't he hot in these glasses, though, when he puts them on?
I can't believe you're married to a poet. It's hot, right? You're so lucky.
Wow. That's not often said. Okay, here we go. So this is one. They're just numbered poems. One, waking up, middle-aged, descending to a kitchen like the inside of a lantern with the babe, a flickering babble, when you pause at the running faucet to ask, love, can you feel my breast? Oh, no, is all I can say collapsing. Finally, the spark catching. This is two. Another morning, sirens roused us to the specter of a businessman static with ash. He was confused where he was, On Water Street, we craned our necks, receipts cascading, the exponential rose blooming through the second tower. An old woman fell to her knees. Oh, no, oh, no, how? Your tears then scattered the road out of the blast, breathing our choking malediction lost in the crush of the multitudes reborn from dust. Thank you for crying for us. 3. We drove into the deepening blizzard, to the bar of an inn where I confessed, you confessed, tabletop votives around us like prayer, then took you home and could have let you go into black trees, blue snow, pale moon, but followed and turned you around with my voice. Then, kissing in the brisk capsule of the car, idling beside loose farmyard walls, snowflakes occluding breath-blearing glass, then serpentine the mountainside, slicing swish around harrowing switchbacks along a river unfrozen within, then climbing indiscreet stairs to the tall arc of your spine in the old bed in the old house as the cinders nestled in the cast-iron stove, wind gasping in the rafters. In the morning, you opened your eyes to the bright, cold room with your wild, wide smile that asks, what's next? This. Early morning, eyes closing your world away from me into another bright, cold room where they will excise the ember of your disease. You are going where I fear I cannot follow. So that's the first three poems.
I muted myself to just take it, in. Wow, Dan, that was so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for letting me share a few of the poems. I mean, you know, it might sound scary, but I do think of it as one long love poem to Jessica, to our daughter, to our friends, to life. So I hope this is the beginning. It's meant to hook you, but there's a lot of hope and optimism in this book. So
well, I think I told you that the title of Our Cancers just took, I literally stared at those two words together for long time. They took my breath away. And I think so many deep divers, I'm so excited for you all to go get the book wherever books are sold, and so many indie bookstores are struggling right now. So I don't know, Dan, if you have a particular place you'd like people to purchase from, but we have some wonderful independent stores in LA, and a lot of times if you call them and ask them to get it, if they don't already have it, they will.
Exactly, especially poetry books, because most bookstores don't necessarily carry many poetry books. You know, bookshop.org is great. Direct from the University of Chicago Press, because Amazon is, so many people have been ordering the book. Amazon is backlogged and there could be a delay. So actually, if you are interested in the book, it's probably faster if you order it direct from University of Chicago or bookshop.org.
And I do think deep divers have, what I've been amazed by with our listeners is their ability to hold multiple truths, right? That there are terrible things that happen and that we can talk about them and breathe into them and also laugh and also, you know, find light and joy in moments, and sometimes even more so because we've been through something. So if I really believe this is the audience for the book, and I know you and Jessica have, you know, gone through so much and through it all have found so much, you know, community and joy. And I'm just so excited to read it, Dan.
Well, thank you, June. I mean, obviously we were helped so much by you and Casey sending the chocolate and all of Jessica's friends. I mean, my friends showed up, but Jessica's friends have been legendary. And so the book in many ways probably should have been dedicated to Jessica's friends. In this case, it's dedicated.
That was a misstep.
Yeah.
And a learning opportunity, I guess, right, for next time.
Right.
And Dan, sequel. Can you tell the deep divers also about the book that I'm holding right now? So that you have two books that are out at the same time.
Yeah, and that just worked out that way. They've both been, you know, in the works for years, really. So the second book is a collection of essays, which is, it's really a mixture of memoir and writing about writing. So specifically writing about playwriting, but I think anybody who's interested in writing could find it, you know, helpful or interesting. But it's also very much a memoir just about my relationship to writing in the wake of trauma. You know, I started writing it after finishing treatment. So it's also a book very much about how we put ourselves back together mm-hmm. after trauma. And, you know, it's my sort of the thesis of the book is the idea that trauma shatters a established identity, and the work in the months and years after is to create a new identity, which is what I think great theater does. I think theater is all about change and about how characters are changed by the drama and the trauma they often experience. So it's a short book. It's only four essays, but it really is kind of like a companion piece to the poems. And that's out. They both happen to launch on the same day, which I don't know what that means, but
wild.
They're both out now for about 2 weeks.
I cannot wait to get into it. This mine just arrived. This is a story that happens on Playwriting Childhood and Other Traumas, which I believe you can also purchase wherever books are sold. And the LA Times has called it a masterclass in survival through art. Dan, just to clear the decks for a second, you know, I know you saw those texts, you know, I did want to have you come on and do this.
Okay, good.
That's well, clear, is it not? That's clear.
Yes, it is clear. It's all about Jessica wanting me to skit scats. She's standing over my shoulder right now.
I can
feel
arms crossed.
Like her hot breath.
Let's go. We read the poems. Let's go.
She wants me out of away from this mic.
There are spelling words to learn.
This is my chance.
Because there's a couch. I see a couch right behind you, but she didn't sit on it. She hovered above you while you read such personal, beautiful.
No, like I was a child actor and she was my mom.
Yeah.
At an audition.
It was really like very Mama Rose back there.
Yes. I'm going to call you Mama Rose.
Get out!
Tonight. Okay. Thank you, June.
Thanks for sharing that, Dan. It's beautiful.
Get out!
Okay. I'm leaving. Bye. Bye.
Bye, Dan.
God.
God, there was a seat right behind him and you didn't trust him to just take the mic and,
No way. No, yeah. No.
Jessica, he talked. Oh, God, that phrase, the deepening blizzard.
Oh, my God. I know. I got to tell you, I mean, you spend so much time arguing with someone about dishes, but then, like, they write something like that, and you're like, oh, my God, I just was reduced to a puddle on the floor when I read this book. It's really beautiful. Because it goes into the dark, but there is light there. That's what the thing about Dan is, like, he goes to the darkest depths, but he remains optimistic. And that is a true gift, you know?
There is a line, and I just saw it, and I want to find it again, where he says something, and this is in A Story That Happens. It's life and death, and I want to live.
Yeah.
Whew. And we have barely even touched, like, what that time was for Jessica. And I don't even know, Jessica, if you ever want to share it, and I think that's fine, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
no.
Boy, did you and Dan go through something remarkable?
Yeah, it's a truly wild time. Yeah, we should. We should talk about it somewhere. If people are at all interested, we keep referring to it.
Right. But I do think, like, a lot of, sometimes what we talk about is one person going through trauma at one time. You know what I mean? But what happens when a story that happens at the same time? You know?
And you know what's crazy, June, is since this has happened to me, I have a very dear friend who called me and goes, well, we pulled an O'Brien St. Clair. And I said, what? He's like, both me and my wife got cancer in the same month. And these things, I call them the People Magazine moment, where you're like, this can't be happening. It does happen. And when it's happening, you're like, I'm not going to be able to survive this. But then you do. You do survive. You do cope. You know, all of us have such a reserve of strength that, thank God, we're not called to use. But it's there. It's really there, you know? And the way we show up for the people that we love, it's remarkable.
Well, Jess, I am so, so glad that Dan came on to share that. That was beautiful.
Me
Deep
too.
Divers.
Thank you for letting him do that.
No, I was so thrilled he did. And I hope Deep Divers go purchase, go out and purchase and call your indie bookstores, call your local bookstores to see if they can order A Story That Happens on Playwriting Childhood and Other Traumas by Dan O'Brien and Our Cancers, his collection of poetry by Dan O'Brien. A couple of other quick things, Deep Divers. You can still purchase tickets to Drop the Mic, which is an evening with the trailblazing women of podcasting at the Jane Club. And yes, I do call us all trailblazing. And it's Friday, October 8th at 5 o'clock Pacific time. We have Jessica is currently on the marquee. Mm-hmm. We are, of course, have no idea what time that will be for her, and we'll probably be figuring that out moments before, really. But it will be the Ladies of Bitch Sesh. Jessica and I will be there. Cool Up Belisac from Add to Cart and Phoebe Robinson from Two Dope Queens will be there. And we will be talking about building an audience, learning from our failures, our successes, and we are hoping all women who are inspired to either launch or grow their own will join. Tickets start at $25, and you can head to thejaneclub.com and our special events to purchase your tickets. And then also just a reminder, at the Jane Club, we have monthly memberships for $50 a month. You can get half off your first month with code The Deep Dive. And we have included daily meditation 5 times a week, community check-ins, educational and enriching fireside chats, circle times, monthly music classes. It's a really wonderful community, all-inclusive community. And we connect every day on inspiration, education, and celebration. So I hope you all consider joining us. If you want to just join as a Work Sprint Jane, we have some a la carte memberships. If you want to join as a Sprinter Jane, it's $25 a month, and you can use code SPRINT for $5 off your first month. You can join for daily 2-hour work sprints of flow, focus, and accountability. And they're every weekday. And you really do get shit done.
You sure do.
Yes. So those are some Jane updates. Anything else, Jess, that we want to talk about before we go? This was a lot.
And I have a little call to action for our deep divers. I would like us all, and this is in homage to Lazaro's wonderful act of service he did for June, sending back that license. I want us to do a little secret good deed for somebody. It could be as simple as leaving a $5 bill and saying, hey, cover that coffee behind me. But let's make somebody's day and let's have it be secret. Okay.
But I'm going to have my thing to share. Well.
But of course, post about it so everybody knows exactly what you did. Yeah. Post about it
for the person, but quite public.
Public for the rest of us.
Public for the rest
okay?
of us.
So
and we will repost.
Send it to us and we'll repost it on our stories. Okay? We love you, Deep Divers, so much.
See you next week.
Let's go on a deep dive. Let's go dive and deep. Let's go on a deep dive. No secrets will we keep. It's June and Jessica going deep. How deep can you go? Oh! Really deep. Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go dive in deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free 1-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review.
And a huge thank you to Anne Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to annegeddesbaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more.
We'll see you next time.